The last two chaburas we focused on the distinctions between what's considered a nida min hatara and what's considered a zava min hatara. As a practical matter, from this point on, when we refer to nida, we're talking about the colloquial nida, which is really our practice of the machmir for both nida and ziva at the same time, based on Takanas Rebbe and Chumra Benos Yisrael of Reb Zera. So when we talk about nida from here on in, for the most part, we're not saying nida to the exclusion of zava. I mean, when we colloquially refer to nida, what our common practice is to treat every woman who sees them as both a nida and a zavu l'chumra. So min ha-Torah, in order for women to be tamea nida, there are a few factors that have to be realized. The number one, and we'll source this all out as we go, number one, the dam that she sees has to be a shade of dam, that's dam tamei. That we'll discuss in Simen Kuf Peches. Number two, the dam has to be dam in a makor, it has to be uterine blood. And number three, the sug in the beginning of Heroa Kesem, in Zayin and Nudches, the dam has to be behargasha, it has to be accompanied by a sensation. So in order to be a nida min haTorah, you need to have a mara mimara tatmeos, you need to have dam in a makor, and that dam has to be accompanied by a hargasha. So we see two of those three factors here in the very opening simen, Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Isha shiyas adam mim kara, if a woman has dam that comes min amakor, bein ba'onis bein beratzon, which we'll discuss in a moment, tmeya, v'hu shetargish b'siyasa, that's provided that there is a hargasha. How do we know that dam has to be min amakor, that the only dam that makes a woman into a nida or a zava for that matter is dam min amakor? So the Rush in Perek Yud Simin Vav, in our Masechta, the Rush in Perek Yud Simin Vav, quotes the Torah Kohanim that has the following drasha. Again, Perek Yud Simin Vav, Tan Rabbanan, V'isha ki siya zava, yacho afilu zava mikol makom tiya tmeya. Maybe you would have thought that if there's blood that's flowing from any source, that's going to render a woman tmeya. Tamar Lombar, v'hi gilsa es makor dameha. Limeid ala damim she'en an ala min amakor. So in order for a woman to be tmeya nida, the source of the dam that comes out has to be dam in a makor. That's what the shachos over here in Sivkatan Aleph midichsev v'higel saas makor damehal lamdu chazal she'en a tmei elabedam haba min hamakor. If you look in the Gaon here in Sivkatan Aleph, the Gaon points out there's a similar drasha to the drasha in the Torah Kohanim, which appears in the Gemara here on Daf Mem Aleph Amidbeis, nida mem Aleph Amidbeis. So two similar drashas, but bottom line, we have a drasha that teaches that in order for a woman to be tmei nida, the source of the dam has to be min hamakor, it has to be uterine blood. And then we have the Mishnah Daf Yitzayin Amibayz, Mashal Mashal Chachamim B'isha, that when Chazal described the biology of a woman, as far as the source of dam, Chazal used certain terms, Hacheder V'Aprozer V'Aliya, literally the room and the antechamber and the attic, Dam Hacheder Tamei, Dam Aliyas Tahor, Nimsa Proposer, Sveiko Tame, Lefisha Chaskasa, Min Ha Mekor. So we're not going to define the, or discuss the correspondence to precise anatomical terms at the moment. I do hope at some point this year we'll have opportunities, probably in conjunction with the other chaburas that we need this year, to hear from some medical professionals about certain issues that are important to understand medically as far as Hilchos Nida. So we'll hold off on defining the anatomy for the moment, but for our purposes, dam in the cheder, cheder is the rechem, is the uterus, and that is the dam that would render a woman tamei. There is a little bit of discussion in contemporary poskim. What's the status of a woman who had a hysterectomy, a woman whose rechem is removed, who doesn't have a rechem anymore, and yet she sees dam? So what is the status of the dam that comes out from such a woman? So in Shulchan Aruch, we have the following. In Simen Kuf Pei Ches, Seif Gimel, Simen Kuf Pei Ches, Seif Gimel, so we have the din of Nekar Hamakor, that if the uterus is displaced, It's still in the body somewhere, but it's displaced. And there are certain chasichos that come out. So a woman is going to be tahor if that's the dam that she sees. If you look here in the Shach and Sivkat and Hey, what emerges, if you look in the Taz and Sivkat and Hey, what emerges from the Taz's analysis is that you have to figure out, in a situation of Nekra HaRechem, so is a dam that you see, dam that's actually Min HaRechem, or is a dam from certain chasichos that were dislodged as a function of the Akiras HaRechem. But the poskim generally assume that if a woman's rachem is actually removed, so there is no uterus to speak of, then any dam that's coming out is obviously not dam in a rachem, and that's not going to be mitamei a woman. So if you look, for example, in Shuvas Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Shuvas Har Tzvi Yoredei Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, Har Tzvi Simen Kuf Mem Zayin in Yoredei, so he was asked about this question, a woman who had to have a procedure to remove the rachem, what is the status of dam that she sees? So he writes, it's obvious, it's pashut, that if the rechem, if the makor was totally removed, so any dam that she sees is not dam makor, it's dam from some other source, and there's not going to be any tumas nida. It's a slightly more complex shaila that's discussed by Rav Meir Bramsdorfer, Chuvas Kenei Bosem Chelak Aleph Simen Sadiches. Chuvas Kenei Bosem Chelak Aleph Simen Sadiches. I think Rav Schechter quoted this tshuva. So he there has a correspondence with Rav Uzner about a situation of a woman who was already a Nida. So she had to count Shiva Nakiyim as part of her Tara Pasas. She was a Nida. She stopped seeing Dam. Now she's gathering a Shiva Nakiyim, and then there's some medical emergency, or whatever the medical situation was, necessitated her having a hysterectomy. So they removed the rachem during the period in which she was trying to count Shiva Nakiyim. Now, as a result of having removed the rachem, the woman was seeing dam for a significant amount of time, but that wasn't dam in a makor, because there was no makor anymore. But at the same time, in order for the women to become Torah, Mitaras Abayla, she had to have Shiva Nakiyim. And to have Shiva Nakiyim, you have to have, you have to be Nakiyim. You can't be seeing Dam. So there, the upshot is the bottom line. That's not Dam in a Makor. So you could be Makel that that's not going to be problematic Dam, even for the purpose of counting Shiva Nakiyim. Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva also, Dayin Weiss, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Kaf Hei and Simen Kuf Kaf Av. Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Kaf Hei, Simen Kuf Kaf Av. This is an early tshuva from before the war, 1933. So he was asked about the situation, a woman whose rechem was removed. So he's skeptical as to whether you can believe the doctors that the rechem actually was totally removed. So the doctors claim that the rechem was removed, but maybe part of it's left. So he writes, "Bevada sheker b'fi arofim." So you can't believe the doctors; you can't take the representation at face value. In principle, he acknowledges that if you actually remove the entire rechem, then the woman's going to be tahara, and any dam that she sees is not going to be problematic dam. But he's skeptical as to whether the doctors have that manus to tell you that the rechem was totally removed. He points out, the Gemara in Bav Mitzia, Daf Pei Zayin, talking about Avram Avinu, the Gemara there has that Avram Avinu was Ochel Chulin Betara. Avram Avinu was Makbid to only even Chulin, he only ate Betara. And then Chazal, the tradition that day that Sarah got the Besara that she's going to have a baby, she was Pirsa Nida. And that's why Avram didn't want to eat the bread that Sarah baked. So what do you see from there? So Avram Avinu was Ochachul Mataris, he was Makbid, he wouldn't eat bread that was baked by a woman who was Pirsa Nida. So Sarah was Pirsa Nida, but that couldn't have been Dam in a Makor because she was postmenopausal. So she wasn't having Dam in a Makor. So where did that Dam Nida come from? So he says, no, that was after, that was all part of the same nace. Part of the nace that Sarah was able to have a child was that the biology went back to the biology of a younger woman. And it was real, real damnida. Even though Rashi writes in Yevamos Mebeis Mebeis Diva Maskal Akara, what does Akara mean? Shenek Rachma Vanilla Emshala. Akara means that the Rachma is actually removed. Okay, even so, here it came back. Whatever the situation was. But bottom line, as a practical matter, he's skeptical about the nemanos of doctors, but he acknowledges that if the mitzvah is such that the rachum is totally removed, then the woman wouldn't be tmei anida. And he writes in the tshuva that he corresponded with the Ragachev about this. And the Ragachev also assumed that it must be the makor still there. Okay, and then Dayan Weiss writes at the end of the tshuva, he prints a letter from a doctor that if indeed it was true that the entire rachum was removed, then it would be impossible that the woman would be seeing dam at a regular interval. So if the woman's seeing dam on a monthly basis, if she's seeing dam at regular intervals, it must be that's a simon that the rachum is still there. If the rachum wasn't there, she wouldn't be seeing dam at a regular interval.
So there's an equivalency between rechem and uterus? In other words, what we think is...
That's the same thing.
I'm saying, medically speaking, in other words, what we call rechem is exactly right. What the doctors call rechem.
Yep.
That's a simple, it's like, you know, a finger is a finger.
I think so. Everything else, there's lots to talk about, but that, I think, that everyone agrees with. Mm-hmm. My friend, Rabbi Dr. David Shabtai, pointed out to me that this medical analysis isn't fully true. There is a condition called endometriosis. So endometriosis is such a condition where there still is some lining that's left even after you remove the uterus totally that could produce dam on a regular monthly basis. So it is medically possible that even if the rachum is totally removed, there's still some lining that would produce dam, but that's not dam in a makor, and that, according to the consensus of the poskim, would not make a woman nida, even if she's seeing it on a regular basis. That's mostly parenthetical. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of Simon Kuf Pei Gimel. So Mechaber again wrote, Isha Sheyatza Damim Kora, Bein Ba'onis, Bein Baratzon. What's Bein Ba'onis, Bein Baratzon? So take a look at the Taz over here in Sifkat and Aleph Ba'onis. Perish Ayidei Kvitza. That if she jumps. What does it mean she jumps? So that's a Gemara in Nida Lamed Vav Amud Beis that Gemara in Lamed Vav Amud Beis tells you that if a woman sees Da Machmas Ones, she's Tameya. And the Rambam explains in Perakei Halacha Aleph of Isurei Bia. What does it mean the Ones? Perek Hey Halacha Aleph Isha Mistama Beones Bein Lenida Bein Lezivas Ketzad. Again, the Gemara in Lamed Vav Amud Beis Kigon Shekapsa Mimakom Lamakom. A woman jumps, I guess, in a extreme kind of way, so that could cause dam to come out, even though that's not part of a regular cycle. Oras Behemo Chayu Ofnis Askim Zemzeh V'Chamda. So that's a type of dam chibud that if she sees animals cohabiting, that may create a certain feeling that would cause dam to come out. So even if the reason for the dam is not part of a regular cycle, but it's machmas ones, that's still mitame a woman as either a nida or a zub. And then, one more other note before we delve into the sugya of Hargasha. The Rambam writes over here in the end of Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, V'ein chiluk bein penuya le'nesua le'inyan iser nida. So as far as the iser nida, which is an iser kares, there's no difference between whether a woman is single or married. Even if a woman is single, the chomer ha'iser of Nida still applies just as well. He called a Ba'al Nida Chayav Karis. So that is a Karis. A Ba'al Nida, there's no distinction between a Pnuya or a Nesua. The Chumash HaRivash that the Ramah quotes is in the context of whether there should be an allowance to have single women go to the mikvah. So maybe the Rivash is asked, we should have a situation in which single women should be encouraged or allowed to go to the mikvah to prevent a mishal. So he writes the following. So the Shoel was bothered, why don't we institute tefillah for penuyos? So even if they're going to violate an Isra upon a Yabala penuya, but it won't be an Isra Karis. So we'll save them for more Chamer Isurim. Says the Rivash, Ein kan makom tema. So there's nothing to ask about. Sharei kemen shapnuya sura, adarabba, im haisa tabel asayabba mikshal. Precisely because there's an Isser of Pani Abal Pnuya, or an Isser of anyone cohabiting with a Pnuya. So if we're going to allow the women to go to the mikvah, that's going to give a shtempel, that's going to give our endorsement to such a practice. So then that'll cause people to be more makel about the Isser of Hava Ala Pnuya. So if we're going to save them from the Isser Karis and only leave it with potentially an Isser Derabanan, so then people are going to be more makel. I think it's only an Isser Derabanan, it's not such a big deal. So it's inappropriate to communally sanction any such Avera by allowing Penuyos to go to the mikvah. Okay, so that's the Tshuva HaRivash, Simen Tuf Kafe, and that is what is partially quoted. The Ramah doesn't quote that part of the Tshuva, but that's the context of the Tshuva that the Ramah references here in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. Okay, so let us start discussing the requirement of Hargasha as far as the definition of Anida min HaTorah. So the Sugya of record is the Sugya at the beginning of Perek Haroa Kasem. Well, the reason the reason that you'd be allowing a woman to go to the mikveh, she's not married, is only to save her from such an isakaris, which is implicitly sanctioning an otherwise inappropriate and forbidden, albeit and perhaps only derabbanan relationship. So that's what the Rivash is saying, that
not to take off the she doesn't have tumah, just for the sake of not having tumah.
We're not makan on tumah nowadays. The only consequence would be to remove an isakaris.
You're only doing it in order to free them up, so
right, exactly. That's his point.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara quotes the Maimra of Shmuel over here. Amr Shmuel Batka Karka Olam V'Yashra Leha Matzadam Leha Tahora. So if a woman is sitting on a piece of ground and she sees Dam on that Karka Olam, even though there's a possibility that that dam may have come from her body, nevertheless, she's tahora shenemar bibsara achitargish bibsara. In order for a woman to be tameya, you require a hargasha. So here she sees a dam on the karka olam. There was not dam habab or hargasha, and therefore she is going to be tahora. We'll see in the Maskana Sagamara that that's only on a deraisa level, midrabanan. A woman is going to be Temeya, she's going to be a Asur Labayla, even if there is Dam, Shelo Behargasha. But as we'll see in the final analysis, this Meimer Shmuel is talking on a Daraisa level, that Minotaur, a woman's only Temeya Nida if she sees Dam Behargasha. So we'll have to discuss, which we'll probably get to next time, what the definition of Hargasha is. We'll see a major Machlokas, Rishonim, and Poskim. But before we discuss what Hargasha is, we should focus a little bit on what is the exact nature of Hargasha, and we'll see through the lens of the standard Chakira as to whether Hargasha is considered a simen or is it considered a siba. Is it considered an indicator or an independent reason? Is it simply a simen? Is it an indicator that the dam is min hamakor. So the way that you identify, the way you're able to determine that there is dam in a makor is whether the dam is accompanied by hargasha. If there's hargasha, that's an indication that the source of the dam is min hamakor. Or is hargasha simply a siba, an independent zeris hakasav, a reason in and of itself that a woman is only tmeya min haTorah if the dam is ba hargasha? Okay, siman or siba, is it an indicator or is it a reason in and of itself? The standard nafkamina is what would happen if you know objectively that the dam is min hamakor, you know it's uterine blood, but it wasn't accompanied by hargasha. So you have dam in a makor b'li hargasha. So if the requirement of hargasha is simply a siman, it's simply a way of identifying that the dam is min hamakor. So if you know objectively that it's min hamakor, then you don't need hargasha. Then even without hargasha, if you know empirically, scientifically, however you know, that there's no other way to explain it. If you know for a fact that the dam is min hamakor, then the woman's going to be tmeya min haTorah, even if there is no hargasha. If it's a siba, if it's an independent zeres hakasav, b'bsara achetargish b'bsara, independent of what the source of the dam is, independent of whether it's simply telling us that it's min hamakor or not, so then absent hargasha, a woman's going to be tahora min haTorah. She's not going to be tmeya nida min haTorah, even if you know for a fact that the dam is min hamakor. Benji.
So you're saying that the siman and the siba, the siman itself is an indicator that replaces, as long as you have that, she's going to be tamei?
That the hargasha is an indicator that the dam is min hamakor. But if you know that it's min hamakor without that indicator, she'll still be tamei min haTorah.
And if it's in the, and the siba is...
It's an independent zeres hakasav, we could explain why, but it's the din requires hargasha. If it's not hargasha, you can know all the information you have in the world, but she's still going to be tahora on a deraisa level. Yeah. Okay. So this is presented, among other places, in the Sidrei Tara, in Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sif Katan Tzadi Gimel. It's one of the very long Sidrei Taras. Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sif Katan Tzadi Gimel. He quotes this from the Maram Lublin in Siman Beis. If you want to look for it in the Sidrei Tara, it's a paragraph that begins B'chvar Amdu. Again, Sidrei Tara, Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sivkatan Tzadi Gimel, Sivkatan Tzadi Gimel, the paragraph beginning with Kfar Amdu. So there the Sidrei Tara quotes this Chakira, quotes this question from the Maran Lublin in Siman Beis. But if you look carefully, you'll see that this is presumably a Machlokes Rishon. And the status of dam in a makor b'li hargasha seems to be a machlokas rishonim. So if you look, for example, at the Chidushei HaRamban, daf nun beiz amid beiz dibra maskel mahu, nun beiz amid beiz dibra maskel mahu, so the Ramban has the following line. D'hak samim d'rabbanan he. Okay, so we'll see in the sugi here in the Zayin and beiz and chesam and aleph, if you have dam shelo bargasha, you have dam that is not accompanied by a sensation, that's going to be metame woman midrabana. That's called kesem, that's called disdain. So that's the term that we use for dam shelo bargasha. And we'll see that ksamim have certain kulas that don't exist when it comes to nida deraisa. So the Rabban writes, the hak samim derabana, so the status of nidus that is created by seeing a kesem is only derabana. Even if you know for a fact that this dam, this kesem, came from her body, dvar Torah tahora. So nevertheless, she is still tahora min haTorah. Even if you know for a fact that the dam is migufa, she's still tahora. So the Ramban is pretty explicit that even if you know for a fact that the dam is migufa, if there's no hargasha, that's only nidus derabanan. In order to be a nida d'oraisa, you need to have dam b'hargasha, regardless of whatever empirical evidence you have as far as the source of the blood. Okay, so that's pretty the feirish in the Ramban. Yeah.
Guf and Racham, I guess we're assuming are the same thing here.
Yeah. If you look in the Rambam has this mashmos as well. In Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, the contrast in that sugi is between dam from an external source and dam from an internal source. Right. If you look at the Rambam in Isui Bia Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, Eina isha mistama min haTorah benida obeziva ad shetargish v'tir adam v'yetze b'vesara. So in order for a woman to be tamei min haTorah, she has to have argasha, and she has to see dam, and the dam has to be yotze b'vesara. So that sounds pretty clear, that these are independent factors. You need to have a hargasha. You have to have a riyas dam. The dam has to come out of her body. So even if the dam comes out of her body, we know where it comes from, but there's no hargasha, it sounds like she's not going to be a nida min ha-Torah. Yep. Okay. Now, parenthetically, the lashon of the Rambam here is noteworthy for another reason. The Sefer Mereshes Moshe points this out. The Rambam writes, "Ad shetargish v'tira dam v'yetze b'vesara." It has to come out of her body. So that's not really true. Because the din is the Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin, and the Rambam has this as well. That technically speaking, a woman's going to be tamei anida once the dam leaves the makor, even before it leaves the body. So this lashon of the Yetze Bimsara is a little bit curious. Why the Rambam writes that, it seems to be against the accepted halacha. And even if it's not Yetze Bimsara, technically speaking, she could be Tamei Anida. Okay, I'm not sure. You can just make a note of that. Be that as it may, sounds like according to the Ramban, the Rashban Arsig is like the Ramban as well, and the Rambam. There seems to be a Xeris Akasav of sorts that in order for a woman to be Nida min haTorah, she has to have Dam b'Hargasha. So even if you know for a fact that the Dam is Mibisara, the Dam is Minamakor, absent Hargasha, she's not going to be Tameya min haTorah. And that's what the Maram Lublin that the Sidri Tara quotes assumes. That Simon Beis in the Maran Lublin is a tshuva that he wrote to the Shalach HaKadosh, that the requirement of Hargash is a kind of Zeris HaKasav. And he quotes this Rambam, among other rayos, that is the case. Now, why should that be so? Why does that make sense that if you know for a fact that Dam is min haMakor, you're still going to be Tahora min haTorah without Hargasha? So the Sidrei Tara has another chibur, also printed in the back of Shulchan Aruch, Al Seder Adaf. He has another chibur that's a commentary on the Masechta, called the Chidud Halacha. The part on this is called the Chidud Halacha. So he has a comment there in Daf Nun Zayin Mebeis. The Sidrei Tara in the Chidud Halacha Nun Zayin Mebeis writes that where there's no Hargasha, it's Ein Derech Re'iyah Bekach. Where there's no hargasha, that's not the normal fashion of ri'iyah. So in order to be tamei min haTorah, it has to be a dam that comes out the normal way. And that's not the normal way the dam comes out. Dam normally comes out accompanied with hargasha. So absent hargasha, that's not the normal way for dam to come out, and that's why it's not considered nida or ziva min haTorah. Okay, but either way, according to these Rishonim, there is a gzeris hakasev of b'sara, ad shetargish b'sara. So if there's no hargasha, a woman is not going to be a nida min haTorah, period. Okay. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan here in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, you take a look at Se'if Mem Zayin, the Aruch HaShulchan Mem Zayin. The Aruch HaShulchan has a lengthy attack on the Sidrei Tara. And the Sidrei Tara, as we'll see soon, is understanding of the contrary position. He'll try to prove that in Rashi. The Sidrei Tara's understanding of the contrary position, that if you know that the dam is min haMakor, that could make a woman tamei min haTorah even without hargasha. And the Aruch HaShulchan assumes that there is no such position in Rishon. He thinks there's no Rishon that holds that way, period. Everyone assumes, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that you require hargasha in order to be a nida min haTorah, and he says there's no single Rishon that argues. There are, however, Rishonim that the Aruch HaShulchan may not have had access to that argue. There's a Chuvas Maarach for Zerua. I'm not sure when the Chuvas Maarach for Zerua was first published. You can check if you want. But there's a Chuvas, I suspect that it was not published. The Yochai Shalchem may not have had access to it. There's a Chuvas Maarach for Zerua, Simon Kuf Yebeis, who writes the following. Chuvas Maarach for Zerua, Simon Kuf Yebeis. Kama inyanim sha'afilu im eina margeshes naseis nida vadas. There are certain situations where even if a woman doesn't have hargasha, she is still considered to be a nida vadayas. Then he writes that he had discussion with Rabbeinu Avadya. I'm not sure who Rabbeinu Avadya is. Rabbeinu Avadya says that pshat in ad shetargish bibisara, Shmuel's Rasha, bibisara ad shetargish bibisara, you need hargasha, is kolomar shematza dam bibisara. Afilu me'ena margeshes bitsiyasa. So ad shetargish bibisara doesn't mean what it seems to have face value, that you need a hargasha, that the yitzias adam has to be accompanied with a sensation. It means that she sees dam bibisara, even if there's no hargasha bitsi asa. So, however you teach achatargish vipsara in that light, but he is saying, bottom line, that if you know that there's dam minamakor, then a woman could be tmeya nida minotara even without hargasha. And that seems to be the mashmos of the Tosas Harid as well. Tosa read in the beginning of Parak HaRoa Kesem, the beginning of our Parak Nizayin and Mubeis, writes the following. Amr Shmuel, Batka v'karka olam v'yashra la v'mas adam tahor, shenamar v'besara achitargish v'besara, fine. Perish, dafka im hirgisha v'yada shiyas adam v'besara az hitmeh. If a woman has her gasha, and she knows that the dam is mibisara, she's tmeh, aval. Im lo hirgisha shiyasa mibisara. If she didn't have a hargasha that the dam came out of her body, kigon zesh nimsa dam bikarka. For example, the case of Shmuel that she saw dam on the ground that she was sitting on, but there was no sensation that it came out of her body. Tahori, then she's tahora. De omer lo bakayafa. Then you can say that she didn't do a proper bidi because she didn't check properly to see where the dam came from. Ubekarka hava haidam meikar, and maybe she didn't check the ground that she was sitting on ahead of time, and maybe the dam was on that ground before she sat down. So there's a little bit of a mashmos in this Tosas Rid that's the tzir where she's going to be tahara. But if she knows that it came in a makor, then maybe she will be tamei even without her gush. It's only that case where you can attribute the source of the dam to the karka. Maybe she didn't check it properly. So then, even if... she's going to be tahora minotara. But if it's not attributable to any source other than her body, there's a mashmos, that is exclusive, there's a ma'arach hazura, but there's a mashmos, then in that case, she may still be Anida min hatara. Yeah. And the Siddur Tara thinks that this is in fact Shitas Rashi. Siddur Tara thinks that according to Rashi, if a woman knows that the dam is min hamakor, then she's going to be tmeya min hatara even without hargasha. Where does he see that from Rashi? Have you gone through the sugya in the beginning of your Rokasim yet? Okay. So, the basic structure of the sugya is the Gemara first quotes this name of Shmuel of Bibisara Achitargish Bibisara, that there's a requirement of Hargasha. And then the Gemara asks a series of kashas on Shmuel from cases where, at first glance, it sounds like a woman's going to be Tmei even without Hargasha. So, for example, the Gemara asks first from Haisha she oses rachad rasadam. If a woman sees dam at the time that she is oses rachaha, so Meir Omer im omed es tmei mishavas tahora hechidami ida argisha yashavas amay tahora. So the Gemara initially assumes that we're talking about a case where there is no hargasha. So it sounds like even where there's no hargasha, a woman's going to be tamei. And then the Gemara rejects all these cases, and now we're talking about a case of the hargasha. So the Gemara has a series of kashas on Shmuel, from Osir Rachaha, from Bidikas Eich, Shas Tashmish. The Gemara has a series of kashas. The Gemara assumes initially that these various dinim that the Gemara quotes allow for a woman to be tamei without hargasha. The Gemara rejects it. No, those are all talking about the cases where there is hargasha. Fine. And then the Gemara at the very bottom of the Zayin Mebeis quotes the Memer of Rabbi Yirmiya. Amr Rabbi Yirmiya midifti, Moda Shmuel, Shi Tameya midirabana. So that's the case of Haroa Kesem. Our Mishnah. Haroa Kesem al-Bisara, if a woman sees a Kesem on her body, where there's no Hargasha, she is Tameya. So don't you see from there you don't need Hargasha? So Rav Yirmiya says, I'm Rav Yirmiya midifti, Moda Shmuel, she Tameya midirabanan. Oh, so Shmuel has to agree that even though in a Torah a woman requires Hargasha to be a Nida, our Mishnah is reflecting a Dindirabanan, that even without Hargasha, if a woman sees a Kesem, she's going to be Tameya midirabanan, even if she's Tahora min a Torah. And then the Gemara has Rav Ashi, the Tav and the Chesem and Aleph. Rav Ashi Amar Shmuel Hu the Amaker Nechemya. So Shmuel says, Ashi Targish Vibsara Shmuel holds like Rav Nechemya. The Tanan Rav Nechemya Omer, the Mishnah a little bit later on, and the Testament base, called Darish Eina Mekabel Tuma, Eina Mekabel Ksamim. So anything that's not Mekabel Tuma is not going to be Mekabel Tuma Ksamim. So the case of Badka Karka Olam is a case of something that's not Mekabel Tumah. If it's not Mekabel Tumah, it's not going to be Tameh, she's not going to be Anida, even Midrabban. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Rav Ashi Amar, Taima de Shmuel, de Amar Le'el, Badka Karka Olam, so Shmuel's Memra, that Badka Karka Olam is Tahora, if there's no Hargasha. La Bisham Hargasha. So the real reason for Shmuel is not Hargasha. Alek Rav Nechemya Sfirle. De Amar, Lo Iskiru Chachamim Gzeiras Kesem, El Al Davar HaMekabel Tumah. That the whole Dindir Abanan of Tumas Ksamim, that only applies for a Davar HaMekabel Tumah. Hilkach, Kol Hanach Tiyuf Delav Kushaninu. So all the kashas that we asked are not difficult. Dishmuel Lo Ayri the Hargasha Klal. Shmuel's not talking about Hargasha. So anyway, Slice, that's a bit of a difficult statement. What do you mean Shmuel's not talking about Hargasha? Shmuel, what's talking about Hargasha? Amr Shmuel Baka Karka Olav Yashua Labasadam Torah. Shenemar Vipsara Achitargish Vipsara. So what does that mean? The Rav Ashi is now saying in Shmuel, Shmuel lo Ayri Bahargasha Klal. So the way the Sidri Tara understands this Rashi, Rashi's understanding within Rav Ashi that Shmuel does not always require Hargasha. Namely, if a woman knows that the dam is min ha-makor, then she's going to be tameya min ha-Torah even without hargasha. So you don't need hargasha to make a woman tameya min ha-Torah. And then the Siddur Torah understands, what does Rashi mean? Hilka kohani tiyuf devlav kushaninu. That all those series of kashas that the Gemara asked from Osir Tzorachan and the Bidikas Eid and Shas Tashmit, so all those kashas, the Gemara had to say no. The Gemara initially thought those were talking about cases where there is no hargasha. And the Gemara has to reject and say no. We're talking about cases where there are hargasha, not anymore. So even all those, you don't have to give that okimta anymore. Even if it's not talking about hargasha, if you know the dam is min ha-makor, a woman's still going to be Tmeya min ha-Torah. So that's how the Sidri Torah understands in this Rashi, that according to Rashi, there's no requirement of Hargasha per se. Hargasha is a simin that the dam is min hamakor, but if you know it's min hamakor otherwise, you don't need Hargasha.
So
yeah.
does that mean that Bivsara also is going to change in terms of what we darshan from it? Meaning, because Ananda base, so it says that Bivsara teaches that you require Hargasha.
Right.
Well, according to this version, so what's Bivsara going to teach? Meaning the Gemara totally leaves
so it's still telling you that you require Hargasha, but it's a modified Hargasha. You don't always need Hargasha. You need Hargasha or the equivalent. You need Hargasha or the equivalent of Hargasha, meaning you need knowledge that it, Hargasha gives you knowledge that it's minimum core, but that's not the only way that you can have knowledge that it's minimum core. And the if you look in the Binas Adam, the longer commentary of the Chai Adam and the Chachmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan here, so they have a different understanding of Rashi. They reject the Sidrei Tara. They understand that according to the Sidrei Tara's analysis, you have a machlokas here between Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Ashi. There, Rav Yirmiyah says, Modesh Moshi Tmeya Midrabanan. Even without Hargasha. And Rav Ashi says that according to Shmuel, it's a different calculation, Hargasha isn't what's critical. What we need to know is that it's minimum core. So the other Achron, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chachmas Adam, they understand differently in Rashi. That Rav Ashi and Rav Yirmiyah are simply complementing each other. And when Rashi writes, Kol Hanaf Tiyuf Delav Kushin, and Rashi's just going back on the very last case of Haroah Kesem Al Bisara. So there, Haroah Kesem Al Bisara, you don't have to tell me that it's Tmeya only Midrabanan. Second. Yeah, the Rosh Hashanah writes like this in Seif Nun. The rest of the following. That what does Rashi mean, Shmuel lo ayri b'argasha klal? So it can't be that Shmuel isn't talking about argasha at all, because that's Shmuel's whole drasha, b'sara shetargish b'sara. Ela what? Rashi's coming to explain the following. Rav Yirmiyah had come and told us that according to Shmuel, even if there's no argasha, women's going to be tmeya midrabana. But the problem is, Rav Yirmiyah is saying that she's going to be Tmeya Midrabanan. So, what's Shmuel's original name? Shmuel says, Asha Targi Shvi Basara. So Shmuel's only telling you a Din D'Oraisa. Shmuel should be telling you a Lach L'Maisa. Why would Shmuel only be telling you the Din D'Oraisa? Rav Yirmiyah comes and says, oh, it's true, that Midrabanan, she's going to be Tmeya anyway. So what was Shmuel telling you to begin with? Shmuel was telling you only the Din D'Oraisa. He wasn't concerned about the Lach L'Maisa. Shmuel's an Amora should be telling you what the din is, not what the theory is minotarif. Bottom line, she's still Tmei Midrabanan, so why is Shmuel only telling you the din d'araisa? So Rashi comes to tell you that's what Rav Ashi is adding. That it's true that Shmuel agrees that she's going to be Tmei Midrabanan, even without her Gasha. But what are you going to do about Shmuel's original Memra? So that's why Rav Ashi comes along to explain that when Shmuel says Baka Karka Olam is Tahora, Shinamar Bibsara Achatargish Bibisara, he's saying that since Mina Torah you need Hargasha, and there's only a Dindira Banan who goes there on Ksamim, where there's no Hargasha, so that Dindira Banan of Ksamim only applies to a Davar Hamakabel Tumah. So when it comes to a davar she'ena makabel tuma, Shmuel's original statement about baka karka olam is something that's ena makabel tuma. So when it comes to that which is ena makabel tuma, so Shmuel's statement ad shetari to b'sara is true even lemaisa, even midrabanan. There's not going to be tumas ksamim on a davar hamakabel tuma. That's the Rav Ashi, the way the Aruch HaShulchan explains Rav Ashi and how Rashi understands Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is coming to supplement Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah doesn't tell you the whole picture. Rav Yirmiyah says that according to Rav Ashi, there's still a din derabbanan of Tumas Ksavim, even that argasha. But that still doesn't explain why Shmuel said Ashi targets Rav. So why is Shmuel telling you a din deraisa in a vacuum? Shmuel should be telling you a lachon maisa. So Rav Ashi comes along and tells you, no, Shmuel's telling you there are certain situations where even me derabbanan, she's going to be tahor without argasha, namely if it's on a darisha eina mekabel tuma. So that case of karka olam that Shmuel's talking about, that's an instance where, absent argasha, not only is she going to be tahor min haTorah, she's even tahor mi derabbanan because there is no because it's a darisha eina mekabel tuma, and the zeris tsamim was not extended, established in a darisha eina mekabel tuma. That's Rashi's analysis. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's analysis of
Sidritara.
No, that's the Aruch HaShulchan's analysis of Rashi against the Sidritara.
Oh.
And the Bina Sadim has something similar as well. So bottom line, Sidritara thinks that this Rashi is a Raya, this Rashi is of the position that a woman could be Tumeya min haTorah, even absent Targasha, if you know the Dam is min haMakor. And the way other Rachmanim understand Rashi, there's no Raya. Now, most folks can assume, lemaisa, that you require hargasha in order to make a woman a nidam in a Torah, even if you know the dam is min haMakor. That's the position, for example, of, if you look at Rav Avadya's analysis in the Taras Abayis in the first parak, he quotes all the sources on this, and that's his bottom line. If you look in the page of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a comment of the Gilyan Marsha of Shlomo Eger. Over here, Dibur Maskil Vuhusha Targish. So he writes, the Gilyan Marsha on the side of Shulchan Aruch, Vuhusha Targish Bitsiyaso, Af Biyadua Vadai Shadami Mena Yatsa, even if you know for a fact that the dam came out of her body, still Tahor Midaraisa Koshala Hergisha. So that's his position. Even if you know the dam's Mina Makor, the woman's still going to be Tahor Mina Torah, absent Hargasha. There's an important comment here of the Torah Sashlamim in this vein as well. Torah Sashlamim is a commentary on Hilchos Nida printed in the bottom of Shulchan Aruch, which is written by the author of the Minchas Yaakov. The Minchas Yaakov is a commentary on the Ramaz Torah Chatas on Yoredeya. So often, when the later Achronim refer to the Torah Shlamim, sometimes they refer to it as the Minchas Yitzchak, or the Minchas Yaakov. Minchas Yaakov is the commentary by the same author on Yoredeya, but often they're used interchangeably, so if you see a reference to the Minchas Yaakov, it's really a reference to the Torah Shlomim. But neither does it make. So the Torah Shlomim is bothered by the following problem. What does the Mechaber write over here in the beginning of Kuf Pei Gimel? Isha Shayat Sadamim Kora, Bein Ba'onis Bein Ratz and Tumeya, V'hu Shatargish Bitsiyasa, as long as there's Hagasha. So is that a full statement? Is that true? A woman's only a Nida if there's Dam Hagasha? That's the Din Daraisa. But Midrabanan, even without her Gasha, she's going to be a Nida. Right? So why does the Shulchan Aruch say over here, At Shetarish Bitsiyasa? That's only half the picture. Shulchan Aruch is a Halacha Maisa Sefer. The Shulchan Aruch isn't telling you the theory of Minotaur, he's telling you the Din. So that's not the full picture, that's not the Din. Even without her Gasha, she's going to be Tameya because of Tumas Ksamen. So why does the Mechaber say, Behu Shetarish Bitsiyasa? So the Shach is bothered by this. You look in the Shach's of Katan Beis. V'husha targish b'tziyasa v'haydim midaraisa. Aval midarabanan t'mei afa b'shalo regisha k'idol kaman sim k'vzadi. So, lav dafka. That's true min haTorah, but you're right, that's not l'maisa. L'maisa, even without argasha, a woman's going to be t'mei derabanan. If you look in the Torah Sashlamim, he doesn't say like that. Torah Sashlamim sif katan aleph. Af al gavdim misvar lekaman simin kubsadi da af al gavdim l'argisha rak b'kasem ba'al mal gufa o al chaluka t'meya haynu kishir gadol kigris va'o. So we'll see that tumas k'samim is only if you have a minimal shir, the shir va kigris va'o. V'am v'chaber de balomar shi t'meya afilu b'tif es dam kechardal al karcha kasa b'stam v'husha targish. That's true. If you see a kesem that's a certain minimal shear kigris v'od, then you're going to be tmei even without ergasha. But if you have a small kesem, a tipas dam kechardal size kesem, so then even midrabanan, you're only going to be tmeya if there is hargasha. But without hargasha, a small amount of dam is not going to make a woman tmeya even midrabanan. And presumably, even if you know that the dam is the min of a korn. Even if you know the dam came from the woman's body, if it's a small quantity, says the Torah Shlamim, there is no tumas ksamim, even midrabanan. So that's against the Gilyan Marsha. Gilyan Marsha said that even if you know that if you know it came from her body, then there's a problem. Then there's tumas ksamim, even palchas mikigris. That's the next marsha. That's the next Gilyan Marsha over here. Midrabanan tmei alfa bishel ergisha v'alfa pachos mikigris came in the yadas shiyasa megufa yesh b'mishim kesa. So even less than a gris, if you know it came from her body, there's going to be tumas ksamim. And Tarsa Shlamim says no, that even if you know it came from her body, there's not going to be tumas ksamim if it's less than a gris. So again, bottom line, many are going to make on this lemais in a situation where you know you have a kesem less than a gris, and you know that it came from her body. So Rav Avadia, Perek Aleph, Os Gimel, of course, many are going to make on. Rav Moshe is make on Yaredeya Chela Gimel, Simen Memvav Os Beis. Yaredeya Chela Gimel, Simen Memvav Os Beis. Yaredeya Chela Gimel, Simen Memvav Os Beis. Based on the Chuvas Chasim Sofer Simen Kuf Pei Beis. Chuvas Chasim Sofer Simen Kuf Pei Beis. Rabbi Wilkins has that opinion, Lamais as well, like Rav Moshe. If you look in the Mishmar Satara, Rabbi Karp Sefer, Perak Aleph Ara Dalid, Perak Aleph Ara Dalid of the Mishmar Satara, he quotes that Rav Yashiv was Machmir on this Shaila if there's no other suffix to the Misarif. Meaning, if you have another factor to throw into the mix, then you could be mekel. Dying wise lies like that. In Minchas Yitzchak Chelik Vav Simen Pei Gimel, Minchas Yitzchak Chelik Vav Simen Pei Gimel, now let's say you have a borderline shade. So, if it's a borderline shade that in a vacuum you would have been Mafmiran, but Bitsirah, the many Achronim who are mekel on a Pachos Mikigris that's not Bahargasha, even if you know it's Bamigufa, so then you can be Masari with multiple factors. So, the Minchas Yitzchak has like that, and Rabbi Karp posts that from Ovel Yashiv. Rabbi Forsheimer in his, the Sefer that they put together, Forsheimer is posting in Lakewood, so one of his Tumbinim put together a Sefer of his Pesachim called the Pritara, he's Machmer on this. Rabbi Forth in the English Sefer writes that there's no clear Hachra. But that's the halacha l'maisa application of this lamdus as to how we view a dam that's vadai mibisara, even absent hargasha. Okay, next time, Yitzhak Hashem, we will discuss what the definition is of hargasha. You can look at the Marmar Kamas I already sent out and go on from there.